Joining me live in studio this morning is Tim Hale with the Star Valley Arts Council. Hey, Tim, how are you today?
I'm here. I'm a little cold, but I'm here.
that's what we say this time of year. You know what? We're here.
I think when I was here last time, it was like just before the pumpkin walk.
That's
it was
right.
Probably like 60 degrees and sunny that day. So
don't remind us. Oh, how nice the fall had been, right? Well, we appreciate you coming in. We like to touch base with our local arts councils on a monthly basis. And speaking of the pumpkin walk, that was a great event. Like you had a great turnout for it.
It was awesome. We had an amazing turnout. We estimated probably 600-700 people, which is amazing given that's our first year. Of course, it helped that the weather was nice. But just a great turnout from the community. Again, this event only worked because people in the community were bringing their pumpkins, their pre-carved pumpkins. So we counted 118 pumpkins there. We had youth groups bringing like 25, 30 pumpkins, just individuals, families. So it was really awesome. Great, great turnout. And we're definitely planning to continue to do this into the future and probably add on to it as well.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, I know that you have some big plans for this moving forward and what it could become.
I mean, if we use that space out there, you know, where we were over by the information booth at the fairgrounds, I mean, you could do a little spook alley over by the information booth. There's kind of fields around. We could do, I mean, just all sorts of stuff. We do a little hay bale maze. The sky's the limit with this one. So we were really excited to see the feedback and we'll move on with it.
Well, of course, it comes together as a council. Everybody pitches in, but really, shout out to Val Bagley, right? Because he's the engine that makes those tires turn.
So our board member Val Chadwick Bagley, he's two for two on the idea, brilliant idea generation for the Arts Council. Stars in the Valley Christmas concert was his idea. That's been a huge success. And then he came up with the idea of the pumpkin walk, and that was a huge success. So, if he comes up with a third idea, I'm sure it's going to be amazing, and he'll just knock it out of the
unanimous
park.
Approval,
that's
right?
Yeah, whatever you want to do, Val.
Talking with Tim Hale this morning with the Star Valley Arts Council, looking at the upcoming last few months of the year in the calendar year, looks like a Blue Sky Band coming the Thanksgiving weekend, from what I can tell, teaming up with the AFTA Main Street Alliance. Tell us about this.
This is going to be really cool. So this is really the Arts Council teaming up with the AFTA Main Street Alliance, which is a organization really focused on helping to bolster the downtown Afton community, right? Support our local businesses and bring life and energy back to downtown. So we're doing this what's traditionally on Small Business Saturday. It's that Saturday after Thanksgiving. We're going to try to do a different events and things going on downtown in addition to the Parade of Lights and the lighting of the arch. So we're going to have a group of kids playing some holiday music or some other stuff over at the Ford Theater. So we're kind of teaming up with the town and the owners of the Ford Theater to make that happen. So it should be fun and just an add-on to a really cool event to help bring people downtown, do a little bit of shopping, support local downtown businesses.
So is that going to be a set time for that, or is it kind of going on through the afternoon?
Keep an eye on the Afton Main Street Alliance Facebook page, Star Valley Arts Council Facebook page, and the Town of Afton Facebook page. We're still trying to figure out exactly when it's going to be. We know it's going to be kind of a matinee hour, but it may be a little bit closer to when the actual parade is, right, which is at 5:30. So keep an eye on those pages, and we'll be announcing that.
My son has a birthday on that day. He's already excited that they're having a parade for his birthday.
Oh,
now I get to say, hey, there's a concert for your birthday, too.
Exactly,
so really appreciate you helping me out on that one.
It's all for him.
That's
exactly
right. Again, we're with Tim Hale this morning, Star Valley Arts Council. Speaking of the holiday theme, tell us about the Heart of Christmas show that's coming up early December.
Yeah, this is really going to be awesome. And Shante Clark and the Arts Council, we're kind of teaming up on this. She's really the mastermind for this event. She's done it several years in the past. We decided to take a break with Stars in the Valley for this year, and so we're putting our full support behind the Heart of Christmas. So this is a 16-person kind of choir group that performs a wide variety of Christmas songs. It's really kind of this theme of sort of Christmas past, present, and future. So she's putting together a really amazing program. There'll be dancers, a special musical guest. So it's really going to be just an amazing show. That'll be December 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Star Valley High School Auditorium. We need to kind of spread that out because we're limited to 250 people per event due to the pandemic. So that's what that's going to be. We are encouraging people to wear masks. not a mandate, but if people are comfortable doing that, we'd invite them to do that. We'll have some available as well. So should be an awesome show, and we're really excited to get it going.
That's December 3rd, 4th, and 5th, and still a lot of all these are local talent. You mentioned this group. It's all still local, right?
It's all local talent. So very similar to the Stars in the Valley Christmas concert in that way. All local talent. Obviously, the show is locally produced and locally supported by our amazing sponsors and people that will attend. It's a free event, totally supported by the grants and hard work of Shantae Clark. So we're excited for it.
Speaking with Tim Hale, Star Valley Arts Council, this morning on SVI. Tim, anything we missed you wanted to mention this morning?
I think that's it. We're running full speed here. So we're looking forward to bringing you guys some great events this month and next.
So again, stay tuned for more details on the Blue Sky Band coming on the 28th of November in conjunction with AFTA Main Street Alliance. And join for the Heart of Christmas shows December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI.